It is narrated, viewers of Madhi Channel, that Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala states that Sayyidina Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anha was in Makkah and she had gained an inclination towards Islam. After accepting Islam, she would secretly meet up with the women of Quraysh and invite them to accept Islam. So much so that it became apparent to the people of Makkah that she had accepted Islam. Therefore, the people of Makkah, they actually captured her. And when they captured her, they said to her, had we no regard for your tribe, we would have punished you harshly. However, we will only rest after sending you back to the Muslims. And she reports that the people of Makkah seated her on a camel without actually seat. You know the seats that they have on the camels? The saddle, they had no saddle. They sat her on top of the camel with no saddle, no cloth under her. And they kept me like this for 3 days, she said. They did not feed me, nor did they give me anything to drink. She said, I passed 3 days without hearing the voice of anything that walks on the ground. Whenever the people of Makkah would camp somewhere, they would tie me out in the sun while they would sit in the shade themselves. They would not feed me, nor give me anything to drink. I would remain in this state until it would be time to move on again. Allahu Akbar. She went on to say, that once they came to a place, tied me up out in the sun and went into the shade themselves. Suddenly, I felt the coolness of something on my chest. When I looked, I saw that it was a bucket of water. I drank some water from it. Then it was moved back and raised. The bucket returned a few moments later and I drank some water from it again. This happened a few times. Then the bucket was handed over to me. I drank to a full stomach and poured the rest of the water on my body and clothes. Because obviously she was in the heat, and the whole body was perspiring with the heat. So to cool herself down, she threw all of the water on top of her. When the people that had captured her returned, and they saw that the effects of the water, obviously her clothes were wet, the ground was wet, they said to her that, did you free yourself and drink some water from our water skins? And she replied, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I did not do that. In fact, such incident took place. When they listened to this, they then said, if you are telling the truth, then your religion is better than ours. And when they checked the water skins that they had found them, so just as be as they had left them. So no water had gone from their camp. And as a result of this, alhamdulillah, they all immediately accepted Islam. Allahu Akbar.